Hello, Paul Arreter with Medscape ID, Professor of Medicine at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. It's been more than 40 years since the outbreak that has since been described as Legionnaires' disease in Philadelphia. And as an ID physician, I still feel like I'm learning a bit about Legionella as a cause of pneumonia. Some have said that Legionella is perhaps the most typical of atypical pneumonias, meaning you often see purulent sputum, lobar consolidation is not unusual, and many series of third of patients have pleural effusions, and there's a significant mortality, much like in pneumococcal disease, rates of about 9% often described. Tip-offs could be that you have purulent sputum with no organisms. These pneumonias often have neurologic complaints, a headache or ataxia, gastrointestinal difficulties, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and, of course, hyponatremia has been seen more commonly in people with Legionella pneumonia. Most people who are ID physicians, I think, are quite familiar with who to be worried about, older patients over 60, those who are smokers, who have COPD, immunocompromised, and, of course, exposure to a new source of this environmental waterborne pathogen, which can be aerosolized, such as travel and staying in a new hotel or residence, for example, attending fairs, and so on. However, a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control have reported on over 27 outbreaks from 2000 through 2014. And it was interesting to me that one-third of these outbreaks were associated with healthcare facilities. And in fact, of the deaths that were seen in these outbreaks, 85% occurred in the hospital setting, with an overall 25% mortality rate there, contrasting to the 9% overall. Of course, this is because probably more ill patients in hospital are being infected. A companion report actually found that in these hospital systems, every one of them had some deficit in water management control and prevention, and 48% had two or more. So certainly some vigilance with the water systems could lead to prevention of these cases. But, many pneumonias, both community-acquired, even hospital-acquired, are without a clear-cut diagnosis. So I do wonder if indeed we're really not looking as carefully as we might always, since Legionella, I think, doesn't always jump up on the list with hospital-acquired pneumonia. So it's something to think about, especially in the more ill patients with purulent sputum and no other obvious diagnosis. For Legionella pneumophilus serotype 1, the urinary antigen works quite well, 70-80% sensitivity and highly specific, but it's only for serogroup 1. If there were another Legionella species, Legionella McDadii or other Haemophilus serogroups, really culture remains the gold standard on buffered charcoal yeast extract. And this has to be ordered specifically. And of course, many laboratories have difficulty growing this pathogen. So I think it's something that we may not always be detecting quite carefully. PCR and molecular techniques, which have really been so helpful in understanding the panoply of microorganisms capable of causing respiratory infections, has yet to be validated or FDA approved for testing, and so remains occasionally in some institutions a homebrew test or some commercial labs offer, but how well it performs we really don't know. One recent systematic review suggested it might have about an 80% sensitivity, and again, this is only for Haemophilus. So overall, in the hospital, it's something that I've begun to think about a bit more carefully when I'm evaluating patients for pneumonia, to consider urine antigen and or culture to try to understand, and of course, complex that with whether to cover for an atypical pneumonia such as Legionella with a macrolide or fluoroquinolone. Prevention in hospital and water systems is no doubt one of the key attributes and continues to be something that's emphasized much by the Centers for Disease Control. And since this is typically a spring, summer, and early fall pathogen, thought this might be a timely report. So thanks so much for listening. This is Paul Arreter speaking.